Just a quick note before we get started that this is part of our Blast from the Past series, where we celebrate one of the incredible women in tech from our archive. And if you're a new listener or you're just looking to be inspired, dig into the back catalog. There are literally hundreds of stories to choose from. Enjoy the episode.
Being in the moment and enjoying the whole process, even if it's difficult, then you're like, hey, yeah, it's difficult and it makes me stronger. Like dancing in the rain.
My name's Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast, celebrating women in tech around the world. So excited to be here in Riga, Latvia. We just finished attending Tech Chill, one of the most influential tech conferences in the Baltics. This is an update episode for the Women in Tech podcast back in 2017, where we got to interview Spray Printer. We have Cyrilla back on the podcast. On the last episode, she talked about how they were able to have a successful Indiegogo and Kickstarter campaign raising over $100,000. And now they recently closed their seed round of over $1 million. I'd like to welcome back Cyrilla. So go ahead, introduce yourself to everybody. Tell them a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Okay. Hey, I'm Cyrilla. I'm the co-founder of Spray Printer. That's a robot that climbs on walls and prints art using spray paint.
And wait, so you made it super accessible for the whole world to be a graffiti artist?
Yes and no. It depends on the definition of graffiti. I would say it's a mural rather than graffiti, but in general, yes, it's in public space and it's done with spray paint.
Nice. Anarchy.
Yes and no. So in addition to the robot startup, I'm highly related to street art. I'm also an active artist myself, and I do a street art festival in my hometown.
So give us a little bit of background on the street art movement, what it means to you, because you've said a couple times like yes and no to anarchy, or yes or no to, you know, the culture of what we know street art to be. I think most of the world knows Banksy, and is Banksy, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think that's kind of our impression for people who know nothing about street art. They probably just know Banksy. What does street art mean to you? And your company, how is it serving community in a way that could push the culture forward?
Mm-hmm. So I'm connected with street art on both of the levels, like legal and illegal street art. And they're really, really different. So with the robot, we do commission works with all the permissions. In addition to the artist, there are so many sides who decide what the image should look like. But as an artist, or I'm more into independent street art, or illegal street art, because there's more freedom. Artist has more freedom. So with the festival also, we are spreading the message of independent street art.
With Tech Chill. Or you said the festival.
The Street Art Festival.
Oh, the Street Art Festival. Tell us more about the Street Art Festival.
So it's a quite niche festival, because most of the street art festivals also are focusing on doing large-scale murals and basically like commission works. But I feel that the part of street art that where the artist has total freedom to choose the location, choose the topic, that's starting to fade away. And I want to bring awareness to it again.
When did you first fall in love with street art and technology? Like, was it around the same time, or did one come before the other? Because robotics is no joke.
Actually, I have been drawn to like technology. I have studied photography. I like different printmaking techniques. But for me, they haven't been connected to each other before spray printer robot. So that makes it like really interesting to connect the tech side and the art side.
When did you first start pursuing that? Just even the interest of it, not even professionally, just being interested in it. Was it when you were a little girl, or was it later in teenage years? Or let's start with street art.
The street art, also at Tech Chill on the stage, I was talking about my first street art intervention. And it's a story about like my school way, the streets I used to go to school. I was like about 16, and the environment never changed. It was like all the same every day, and I felt like I want to bring some changes, and I started to write uplifting messages to myself just to remind me the positive side, because like I really didn't want to go to school. And and then at some point I realized that, hey, I'm not the only one seeing these messages. When, for example, I put up a sticker and someone else put another one next to it, and it was like a new channel of communication. And then I started to do art all around the city, not only on my school way.
And I mean, that's so cool. And then how about robotics? When did that start to come into play?
Then I started to do street art myself. Also, my friends were doing street art. And my brother also was like, he was part of the group. He saw what's going on. And at some point, he came up with the idea of printing instead of painting on the walls.
And before we move forward, where can people cyberstalk you online to see examples of your art?
I think if you Google spray printer, you get all the social media links.
Spray printer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. And is there an Instagram?
Yeah, on Instagram.
Perfect.
Also.
And okay, so your brother introduces you to the concept of, well, did he introduce you to the concept of robotics, or just the concept that I wonder if we could print this, but not necessarily via, like, you didn't know how yet, just the concept without knowing how you would get there?
Yeah, because like the first idea came from the, like, we have two products.
Yeah.
One is the handheld printer and the other is the robot. So the handheld printer, it's for home use. The idea was that everyone could create an artwork on their wall.
Right.
So you don't need any artistic background. You can do it yourself. Because I think that people should have a say about their environment, their living.
Right.
Is it home or street?
Totally.
The printer was like a tool to use it in your home, to decorate your home. And artists use often a projector to do the paintings. So you project the image on the wall and you can trace the lines. And you can create the image quite fast. And my brother thought that maybe you can do it, like skip a few steps. And then the handheld printer was born. So it works like this, that you move it with your own hand and it knows where to release the paint. So the paint appears in the right areas.
That's so cool.
And you do it one tone at a time.
It reminds me, I don't know if you could see the dresser in there, in the other room.
The stripes.
Yeah. So that was an artist that refurbished the dresser, and it's like her style of art. And I remember when I walked into this room and I saw the lines and her style of art, it gave an extra energy to the space. It wasn't just, you know, four walls. It was, I can't describe it. It was just really welcoming to feel that I was a piece of the art, experiencing art at the same time. So I can appreciate what you're saying, that you're giving all of us, like, I'm not an artist, but you'd give me the ability to create art on my walls. So it becomes like an energy exchange, not just a wall.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I really think that art has a power to put ideas into people's head, and also feelings, to create new thoughts and new feelings. And like in what environment we are in, it also affects how we feel.
Yeah, 100%. I loved the feeling seeing that wall and everything, and it's just something so unique. So, okay, so what's the process as a use case? Like, okay, so I go to Spray Printer and I want this. Like, where do I go to get one? Can I get one anywhere in the US? And how easy is it to use?
Right now we're developing the second version of the handheld printer. So it's possible to pre-order, but there are no shops that sell the printers. With the robot, we provide the service, and you can contact us, and the robot fits in two suitcases, so we're able to travel everywhere.
And are you fundraising on Kickstarter, Indiegogo for the printer?
We have done both. With the handheld printer.
And so what's the plan there? Like, how will it become accessible to me?
Yeah, it will take some time. I think like end of the year, middle of the year somewhere, then we will have the version 2.
So you're in the building stage right now.
Yes.
And what has been the biggest challenge that you've successfully overcome in building and even in being an entrepreneur, and how did you overcome it?
One really difficult, we have been working with prototypes the whole time. So we know we are talking about how it will work in the future. But if you look at it, it's visually just a bunch of wires and paint.
Right.
But it's the story, the what's it able to do in the future.
Right.
And with the handheld printer, we were doing it for like 1 year. Then we got it to a product state.
Right.
And but then we pivoted and started to do the robot.
Right, which so is the service.
Started from the zero again with the prototype that was a bunch of wires and spray paint.
Was that frustrating to essentially go backward, did you feel in reevaluating the situation you were actually moving forward at a more steady direction?
Yeah, we already knew that it's possible, and we had done it once, and to do it the second time, it's easier for sure.
Yeah, because you feel like you have data to know like which way to turn right, when to turn left, and yeah.
Yeah, and also a belief in ourselves that at some point it feels like a fairy tale you're talking, but at some point it's actual product.
It's interesting how much the limitations aren't necessarily outside limitations. It's just limitations within ourselves.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What's the best piece of advice you've gotten throughout your journey that you think others would really benefit from too?
Being in the moment and enjoying the whole process. Even if it's difficult, then you're like, hey, yeah, it's difficult and it makes me stronger. So just like dancing in the rain. I think that's the one of the main lessons I have got while doing the startup.
I love that, dancing in the rain. I've done it before. It's a great feeling.
Yeah. Because if you don't dance in the rain, then you're just wet and sad.
I love that. I think sometimes it's funny. Sometimes we'll be in a bad situation, and so we'll just decide kind of on default that everything is bad, but if or an uncomfortable situation. But I find that if I... consciously decide that maybe it's not what I perceive it to be. Maybe I'm only perceiving it to be an uncomfortable situation, but if I stopped and I looked for positives, more positives would present themselves. It's like this world is all what we create it to be.
Yes. I really believe that.
And so what's next? Like, where do you go from here with building the product, with where do you see your robot, service going and painting? I mean, what can you tell us a little bit about like what you've painted already and the kind of impact it's had on people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the main plan is to build as many robots as we can. Projects we have done so far. I really liked one project we did with Nissan in LA, because they saw a different side of the robot, how to use it. They wanted us to do to print 5 days nonstop to do this interactive mural,
right,
that all the people who are passing by can take part of the whole process. And they were also doing a Facebook live feed, and it was 8 murals on top of each other.
That's a lot of work and very exciting.
Yeah, it was like really hardcore mission for the... We called the robot operators ninjas, so it was really difficult for the ninjas.
How did they find you, Nissan?
Through an ad agency.
So you work with an ad agency?
Yes.
And how did you form the relationship with the ad agency?
We have a sales team in the States, and it's one of their connections.
And how many employees do you have right now?
It's 10 to 15.
And have you raised money, or is it all self-funded?
No, we just closed a round with Silicon Valley investors. It's like Estonian.
Congratulations.
Yeah, Estonian investors and Silicon Valley investors.
And what was the process in raising money? Is raising money something that you wanted to do, or something that you felt you had to do?
Both. Even if we have revenue, it's for surviving, but not for developing.
Mm-hmm. You felt like you needed the revenue in order to focus on the creativity and the building.
What do you mean?
Like sometimes, like if all you could do is survive, you're still focusing on continuing to survive month after month, but it really restricts our minds from being creative because we're focused on survival.
Oh, yeah, true.
And then what was the process in raising money? Were you the lead in raising money, or was your brother the lead in raising money?
Actually, we have 5 co-founders. So I wasn't part of the money raising process, but one of our team members, Richard.
Yeah. And did Richard have previous experience in fundraising?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And how did you 5 co-founders meet one another?
It's all like random, really random actions. I don't know, like what we had in common was that everyone was looking for some challenges or like new opportunities, right, what to do.
And were they all from, are they all Estonian?
Yes, all Estonian.
Yeah. And were they all new peers that you met, or did you have pre-existing relationships with some of your co-founders?
Yeah, all were new contacts except my brother.
You were born with him. Is there any last piece suggestions or thoughts you want to share with the global community in the world looking to maybe follow in your same steps in robotics, where they can get started?
Sometimes some things seem really unrealistic. For example, if I see the robot actually climbing on the wall and there's paint coming out and there's actually image, like I'm surprised every time, even if I have seen the whole process.
That's so cool. I love how enamored you are with your own company. It's really cool. Okay, 3 last questions. Your favorite website or app or hardware that you love? Just one of them. I'm sure you have many you use all the time.
I need to think of it.
Here, I'll buy you time. I'll share mine. One of my favorite art sites, because I'm not an artist, mm-hmm, and I find it really daunting whenever someone needs me to create art. It's so frustrating for me because it's not natural. And so the 2 sites that I use to create presentations is beautiful.ai. It's free and it creates these gorgeous decks and it looks like I actually know what I'm doing, mm-hmm, for presentations. And then for images, there's a site called Canva. They have a free version and then also like pro versions, and it's fantastic to create like social media images or presentations or PDFs. And so someone who isn't an artist like me, these are lifesavers. Like I don't know how to use Photoshop at all. what's something for you, like maybe a tool you use in your work, or
I really like some of the Instagram profiles that get me really inspired. For example, there's a page, Rather Be Dead Than Cool, that spreads the message of like being really free about expressing yourself and finding your identity.
I love that. And if you could ask, I mean, we have people all over the world, from investors to creatives to project managers and designers and founders. They're all listening right now. And if you could have any ask of the global tech community, something that they could do to support you in your success, to accelerate you forward and your company forward, what would that ask be?
How would it be possible to only print art and not ads and be profitable at the same time?
I love that question.
That's the thing I'm like thinking about every day.
And where can people find you on social in order to answer that question?
I can be contacted through all the spray printer social media channels. Also, my personal Instagram is the original glitter princess.
Can you spell it? The original? Say it again. The original?
The original glitter princess.
Glitter princess.
Yes.
Okay. The original glitter princess. Amazing. Amazing. Thank you so much for hanging out with the Women in Tech podcast. It's been amazing, amazing to celebrate you and your story. If you want to connect and collaborate with more extraordinary women in tech around the world, remember to go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. It will take you straight there. Say hello on social, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook at Women in Tech Show. I will see you guys, talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Hello, I'm Sirla, co-founder of Spray Printer. That's a robot that climbs on walls and prints art using spray paint. It's based in Silicon Valley and Estonia, and you are listening to Women in Tech.
Women in Tech is an independently funded project funded by you, the community. So the way that you could support us is by going to patreon.com/womenintech and making a small contribution. Every little bit counts. That's Patreon, patreon.com/womenintech. Thank you so much for believing in our vision.